From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. More smoke can be seen billowing from the nuclear power plant damaged by last week's massive earthquake in Japan. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edeno says his government could use more U.S. technical expertise in dealing with the crisis.
As a whole, radiation measurement has not been serious enough as to have health effect, although some readings are high.
Edeno has heard on NHK television. President Obama says nuclear regulators are certain that the West Coast of the U.S., Hawaii, and U.S. territories in the Pacific are not in danger of radiation wafting in from Japan. The prospects of finding any more survivors from last week's earthquake and tsunami in Japan are dwindling. NPR's Jason Beaubien says the situation is dire for hundreds of thousands of people who are now relying on shelters as fuel, medicine, and other supplies begin to dwindle.
I'm here in Hachinohe, which is on the very northern tip of the main island of Japan. And what's striking here is that the damage that has covered this entire part of Japan, even up here, 350 miles from Tokyo, you've got massive ships that have been pushed into town by the tsunamis. You've got damage to the port where I am right now. In town, you've got no electricity at the main industrial part of town, so the industry here remains shut down. People are out of food. There are huge lines for gasoline. And this is as far away from the epicenter as you can get on this side of the coast and still be on this main island of Japan.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Hachinohe, Japan. At the United Nations, the Security Council voted to establish a no-fly zone over Libya aimed at protecting civilians. Linda Fasula reports the vote was 10 in favor, 0 against, and 5 abstentions by Russia, China, Germany, India, and Brazil.
The resolution, which was co-sponsored by the U.S., Britain, France, and Lebanon, authorizes a flight ban over Libya. It also permits nations to use all necessary means, including military force, to protect civilians. Military action could include the bombing of targets inside the country, as well as possible attacks on Libyan government ground forces. Officials say military action could occur within a day. Libya, meanwhile, has warned that it will retaliate in response to the resolution. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo.
Opposition leaders in Bahrain are urging Saudi Arabia to remove its forces from the country. They are also calling for a UN inquiry into Bahrain's crackdown on mostly Shiite protesters. Saudi troops are leading a regional security force aiding the Bahrain military. This is NPR. The House of Representatives has voted to bar federal funding of NPR and local public stations from using taxpayer money to pay dues to the network. NPR receives 40% of its funding from programming fees paid by its member stations. Meantime, Congress has approved an additional $6 billion in spending cuts as part of legislation to keep the government running through April 8th. Lawmakers still are working on a final spending plan for the remainder of the current fiscal year. Republicans insist that the final deal must include spending cuts. The Arizona Senate is rejecting 5 bills intended to limit illegal immigration there. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, 2 of the proposals were designed to deny U.S. citizenship to children of illegal immigrants.
The Arizona Senate also defeated a bill that would have required hospitals to contact immigration authorities if a patient lacked health insurance or couldn't prove their legal status. Another bill would have required schools to file reports on enrollments of illegal immigrant students. And finally, an omnibus bill would have barred such students from attending public universities, and it would have banned illegal immigrants from driving in Arizona. All 5 of the immigration-related proposals were defeated as majority Republicans split their votes. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
An Alaska couple have been indicted on charges of conspiring to murder a federal judge, his family, and an IRS employee. The indictment says Lonnie and Karen Vernon were angry over an adverse tax ruling. They also allegedly conspire to possess grenades and gun silencers. Japanese shares still trading higher after the group of 7 agreed to take action to support the nation's weakening of the surging yen. The benchmark Nikkei is up 3%. This is NPR News.